she wanted this win tonight. She was not going to give in, and I don't know how many base runners they had, two or three. But, you know, she command wasn't great, but when she needed the pitch, she made the pitch and started us off the, you know, got the biggest hit to start us tonight in the first inning. And that's just what I've been waiting. I've said it a couple times already. This is what I've been waiting for out of this group, that focus and that determination that we're going to go out there and we can beat anybody. And I think you're seeing it in the last two games.
You know, Jim and I, we were discussing, because I don't think the biggest hit tonight was Macy's hit. The three-run home run, mm-hmm. but it gave you some breathing room.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were almost equally as big because Ainsley gets the triple, but mm-hmm. and we know Brooke is capable of striking outside. Mm-hmm. So she gets one out, mm-hmm. and she's up in the counts. And I'm thinking, oh, man, she's going to get out of this inning. And then Taylor just rips that ball into right center. I thought Taylor's hit was the biggest of the night.
Yeah, that's what I told Seth, that was just an incredible at-bat. I don't know how many pitches she fouled off, how many times she's, you know, how many two-strike pitches she fouled off tonight. But even if that girl catches the ball out in right field, that's an early run for us, and that's big against a pitcher like Brooke Hewitt. You know, she's one of the best in the state. And I think people are going to realize that Ainsley's in that class now, but... you know, huge hit by Taylor just to drive that ball to right field. And, you know, hadn't looked great on the first two swings, but came back and kept battling, and just a great way for a senior to get us going.
I talked privately with you off the air, and I even mentioned at the front of the broadcast tonight that, and I'm guilty of it, I thought the storyline tonight was would your big bats get to Hewitt. Nobody mm-hmm. was talking about number one. Mm-hmm. And I thought, nobody talking about Ainsley Tolson. That puts her just where she wants to be.
Right.
Just go out there and do her job.
And, you know, I every year I get we've been blocked by Lathrop the last, you know, her freshman year or sophomore year, especially her sophomore year and last year. I know she was first team all state, but she's in that class. She's in that class with the top three pitchers in the state, and she just gets overlooked because we haven't been to Springfield yet. We haven't made it to the Final Four. You know, last year we lost in districts, and she is that caliber of pitcher, and she's a big game pitcher. She's always a gamer. She's just ready to go. She wants to win.